y'all. It's Terry with Pride Tribe. And it's another Hump Day treat. Well, it looks like the summer is finally over. So we all know what that means. We all have to worry about how all of our fantastic Instagram thirst traps are going to showcase their best assets. Like, really. How are they going to do it if they're not in a tight Speedo or just in a towel head wrap? You can't be on the beach because it's going to be frosty. So I know this is one of those very important things that's on everyone's mind right now. You can all imagine that we're all turning into our sad, sad basic bitches and sipping on our PSLs, wondering how best to showcase our VPLs. Well, you know, gray sweatpants are good and all, but sometimes you just need to be creative. Not really. What I'm actually wanting to talk about today is body positivity. It's an issue that I think a lot of us struggle with, only because it's one of those parts of gay culture that we're always supposed to be the apex of health and chiseled and gorgeous, and these are the images that are always confronted with us, especially when we're growing up. Now, not so much. It's actually getting a lot better and more diverse, I believe, as we've gotten more of the culture is actually able to be representative on the social media and actually are out there. I know when I first started like going on Tumblr and everything, the amount of bare posts that were indicative of what my body looked like were actually very inspiring to me, knowing that there is people out there who aren't ashamed to look the way I do and are happy with exactly what their bodies are. Or even if they're not happy, they're not afraid to not show it to the world. Growing up, I was that kid that, you know, I was always the chunky kid, so I just dealt with that, and way back in my day, it was not a good thing. You were, even the fat kids way back when weren't even that fat, I didn't think. But, you know, we were larger than most kids, so we just got ridiculed. And it's just one of those things. What would I rather be ridiculed for being fat or for being gay? So I chose fat, so I ran with it. But it kind of sticks with you all throughout your life. I have gone and lost a ton of weight 2-3 times. I'm in this endless cycle, usually coinciding with being single and then being back in a relationship, so I'm sure everyone can understand what that cycle is like. But I have found even being 150 pounds, I was still not happy with who I was and still thought, I always looked at myself as the fat kid, so even though I know I wasn't, I was still not happy with myself. So let's just all remember that just because someone looks good and, you know, you're ogling over their pictures, maybe they're just really depressed inside. But, like, who cares? They just look hot. So yeah, just let's remember that everyone has got their struggles, everyone's got their issues, and no one is happy with the way they look. But let's be appreciative that people that don't look like what we are used to in the culture are actually out there and they're showing themselves and representing other ideals of what beauty is. And I'm not even just talking men, women, you are too. Like, I am sorry, but Ashley Graham, girl, is gorgeous. We will sit there and be throwing the popcorn and our panties at the screen every single time that she comes on. She is amazing. We love her, and I think she really embodies what it is to look like a sexy woman, even when you're not a size 8. Like, you don't have to be anymore. And seriously, if you're drinking all of your PSLs like you're supposed to in the autumn, you aren't going to be staying a size 8 anyways. So let's just all take a step back, and, you know, if you see those larger-than-life people out there, but they owning it, you just congratulate them. I want you to go up there, give them some claps, and be like, sister, I get you. I know you, and I appreciate what you're doing for us. Even if it is not your cup of tea, maybe you're not theirs. Like, you gotta always, don't shut them down. I know I personally don't like really thin guys. I don't like the slim ones. I hardly like the jock ones because I've got different kind of ideals than I do, bruh. But still, I'm sure you're great people. I know. God, that sounded bitchy. Anywho, maybe I'm just jealous because you look gorgeous and I look like Buddha. But whatever. Let's just all get together and shit. If you have any love, have any, you know, comments or need to yell at me for something, or by all means, if you want to be like, hey, I'm beautiful, and slide me some pics into the DM, or even just message me. You can message me on all the socials at gayyodayyc. I'm also part of Pride Tribe, of course, so you can meet us on our website, pridetribefoundation.com, or on all of the socials, Pride Tribe YYC. And yeah, that's about all I got for today, so let's be beautiful. All right, bitches. Okay, sounds good. Cheers, sluts.